Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're going to let you vent a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With
what's
a bit
that
we
phone
like,
number?
It's 800-KID-LIVE, Al.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you weren't listening before we went to break, I was given the phone number and completely blanked after 800, even though our phone number is Kid Live.
Yeah, Al, get over it. She blanked. You never
so blanked, over
right?
it, Al.
Right.
My brain just
Your
said,
brain is full.
Hey, JC, I'm
going to shut down
checking
for
out for a second
real
just quick.
A little second.
See how you work without me and not well.
Some of you actually wrote in your get over it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This one says, to my girlfriend, yes, I call you dude sometimes. It doesn't mean I think you're one of the guys. It's a term of endearment. I wish you would just accept it and stop getting mad about it. So to you, I say, get over it, dude.
Wow. Yeah, Kenzie gets mad when I call her bro sometimes.
You call your wife bro?
It'll slip out. I'll be like, come on, bro.
See, I like, it's just a name. I say rat a lot, rat, which is like kind of
See,
a bad
that's
word.
That's mean.
No, but rat for me is a term of endearment.
Mm. I have one that happened.
Oh, you know what? I just feel bad now. Jenna's never called me rat.
Aww. Oh, she has, just not to your face. I have one that happened to me yesterday.
What?
And I don't know if this has happened to you guys.
What?
I'm driving straight. I'm on the road. Kelly, we drive the same way home, so you know which road I'm on. There's the light to turn. It's a single turn lane, but it's very backed up.
Mm-hmm.
This person decides to skip that line and go to the front where I'm supposed to be driving straight and stops because they want to turn left.
Oh.
Causing me to stop and miss the light, so I just held my horn until that light turned green and
Stayed
you turned
on.
Left. And you flipped me off, but you know what? Get over it. I'm going to keep honking at you all I want. You make me miss the green light.
To my girlfriend, I messed up and didn't get you anything for Valentine's Day. I took you on a surprise weekend getaway the weekend before. I left you notes every day the week leading up to our weekend away. I want you to feel special on normal days, not just manufactured holidays. So will you please get over it and let me sleep in bed again?
Ooh. All right, here we go. To the lady that I punched in the face the other night at the club. You was dancing all up on my man.
Oh, okay.
You knew he was my man. You got what you deserved. And I would do it again, yes, if you do that again. Get over it.
Get Not if she files it. Presses charges. I would press charges so fast if somebody thinks they have the right to punch me.
There's a better way to handle that, ma'am.
You know what? I have one. Because we didn't talk about it. I told you guys yesterday I got in a fight with a guy.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of annoyed by it. So this is to that drunk guy who had my two girlfriends and I sit down with him to buy us dinner and drinks the other night.
Yeah, how dare you buy
and
us drinks?
And then he was so drunk, and under his breath, I heard him say to his friend, women are terrible. This sucks. Yeah, yeah. I stood up and threw $40 on the table and said, I don't need you to buy me dinner when you're going to be rude. Get over it.
Oh, get over it.
Let's go to the phones real quick.
All right.
Rachel, go ahead and tell your dad to get over it.
My dad, look, I am not girly girl. I am a tomboy. I like wearing jeans, t-shirt, and combat boots. So get over it.
Dang right. Get over it.
Your dad just wants you to wear a little lacy dress every once
in a while. Every once
in a while. Maybe to church on Sundays.
But how old are you now, Rachel?
I'm 25, and my dad still tries to tell me what to wear just because I live with him.
Shout out.
Oh, Shannon.
I'm a college student. I should feel comfortable.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh,
that's Shannon.
Shannon wants to know what you're doing tonight.
I am probably staying home and studying.
See, there you go. Shannon. Sorry, Shannon.
Did I just get rejected?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Crap.
Thanks, Rachel.
Also, I live in Mississippi.
Oh, there you go.
Makes that's inconvenient.
That doesn't stop Shannon. Don't worry.
It wasn't for the distance thing.
Actually, yeah. Shannon was actually just walking out to her car.
Yeah. In fact, that's closer.
Now, she put Mississippi on the destination and the navigation.
Come back, Shannon.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a great day. You keep being you. Man, Shannon.
We got a number backstage, Shannon.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Anna, you're on the Get Over It lines.
Yep. To my coworkers, I just want to tell them, I'm not your puppet. Get over it.
Oh. What kind of stuff are they making you do?
Yeah.
Just the wrong stuff. I mean, they're telling me to do things that I'm not supposed to be doing, and they know they're wrong, but they still make me do it.
Well, how do they make you do it?
Hey, you don't have to do it.
Go to the boss.
Are these co-workers,
well,
like lateral
that,
people?
And where I work, I mean, I have to listen to them because they're over me.
Well,
so
damn.
You are their puppet.
Yeah, basically. Because when your boss tells you to do something, that's pretty much what they are told to do. That's their job.
This is the get over it lines. Don't tell her how to get over
it. We're trying to help them understand. They don't need to be angry.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.
I'm not your puppet. Well, you are kind of my
kinda,
boss.
Kind of, yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Shelly wants to talk to her mother-in-law here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shelly.
My mother-in-law, no, we will not join your 1% biker gang. Get over it.
1% what? Biker?
Wait, gang?
Biker
what, gang? 1% biker gang?
What's a 1% biker gang?
I'm intrigued.
Rich bikers.
There's a dangerous kind, like the kind that's on the FBI's wanted list.
Oh, I thought it was like the rich guys.
Oh, yeah. When you say the 1%, that means like really rich.
Are
you
they
mean
really
like
rich?
Like Sons of Anarchy.
What's 1% mean in this situation?
Well, from the way that it was described, would be like there's 99% of the biker gangs that are good, and you don't really have to worry about them. Mm-hmm. And then you have the 1% that are bad.
And it's a 1%.
No, don't join that biker gang.
And your mother-in-law wants you to join that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's like some kind of midlife crisis or something, and it drives me crazy.
Wow.
Man, that kind of sounds cool.
I have no comment.
Yeah. Do you even ride bikes?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you even ride motorcycles?
No, not at all. Like, children, we have young kids. I'm terrified of skin tattoos. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just, like, not my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they want us to, like, definitely just conform altogether. Get leather, get tattoos, go like spots.
What an annoying mother-in-law.
I want to have my kids, and I want to live a country lifestyle.
You live that country lifestyle. Yeah. You need to tell your mother-in-law to get over it.
Got your back on that one.
I mean, you kind of need to know how to ride a motorcycle.
To be the motorcycle
gang
member.
Let me recruit you to my bike gang.
The motorcycle gang member that's terrified of motorcycles.
Yeah, but she could be like the biker girlfriend and just ride on the back.
Yep.
Nicole, you're on the Get Over It lines. Go ahead.
This is to all the dads at my son's elementary school. Yes, he is a disproportionately large third grader. He plays the piano. He's not playing football. Get over it.
All right.
Oh,
then.
Man.
But, all right, then.
But he'd be so good out there.
Yeah.
Mommy said no.
Is this mommy?
He's a gentle giant.
Does mommy say no, or he doesn't have any interest?
He doesn't want to. He played 1 year, and he said, I don't like people hitting me. I don't want to hit them.
There you go. It's not for everybody.
What if he did both? He could, like, be on the football team, like, be an offensive lineman, and then play the halftime show on the grand piano. It'd be like,
imagine?
Peter the Piano. You know, he could have a cool name.
He doesn't want to.
We're just trying to.
If he wanted to, that was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to help.
He could be, like, Richard Sherman and play, and then be like Bruno Mars and do halftime, and then go back out there.
Yeah.
If I had that skill, I wouldn't be here. Erica, you want to say something to your ex-husband?
Yes, my horrible ex-husband. I am not pregnant. I was just wearing sweatpants. Get over it.
Aww. You know he's just trying to be mean, right?
He got her.
Oh, he's being mean on purpose because he's on his second protective order, about to be on his third, and he's going to be talking to me.
Oh, my.
Dang, right.
So you don't ask a woman. You don't ask a pregnant woman if she's pregnant.
Oh, my.
I'd say, I'm pregnant by another man.
No.
In your
if
face.
He's on his second protective order, you might not want to think.
How great is it to get a protective order against someone just for calling you fat? I love that.
I think it's for other reasons.
Protective order on you.
I'm pretty sure it's for other reasons.
I'm going to get protective orders on Twitter.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So Classroom Musical is back for fourth year.
Nice.
If you want to get your class together, make a fun little Glee-style song and dance video. It can be as simple or as fancy as you want to make it. We just want to see your creativity and your classroom having fun at the same time. So get your act together. Your submissions end on March 17th, and you got to make sure. This is the kicker right here. You got to make sure you give the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the band Carmen a shout-out in your video.
Wait.
And the band
Carmen. That's a new little twist to this contest.
Here to tell us about that twist is the band Carmen.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Hello, guys. We have Amy and Nick on the phone.
Good morning.
Did I feign surprise pretty good there?
Yeah, you did. Pretty good, Kelly.
I know I'm an actress part-time. Oh.
What's up, Amy and the guy that hangs out with you sometimes?
Nick.
Oh,
Al. Oh. All right, we're starting like that, bro.
No, you know you're my boy, but I just got a special place for you, my girl, Amy.
Yeah, well, that's Nick's girl.
That's actually his girl.
Oh, my bad.
I'll fight. I'll be on your side, Nick.
Hey, did you two ever get hitched?
Unfortunately not.
Are y'all still engaged?
We're still engaged.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Or is it complicated?
Don't make it awkward, Kelly.
Yeah, right.
No, we're really excited that you guys, because you've been friends of the show for quite some time now. You've helped us out before with previous contests. Mm-hmm, we did the rock band. You were good mentors for those kids. And now to help us with Classroom Musical, that's exciting.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for having us. And anything to keep music in schools and keep that going, we're happy to help.
So you guys are going to perform at one of the three winning schools. Not all three, only one of them, and it's going to be selected at random, right?
Correct.
Now, you two both met in music college, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why the music in schools theme is so important to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is super important. We met in Boston at Berklee College of Music. So that was several years ago, but we're still using that knowledge today.
But when did you first start getting your interest? About what grade level? It had to be pretty early on.
We started at fourth grade. Everybody got to pick an instrument, and I picked trombone because nobody else wanted it. And that was kind of the start of music for me.
I started in middle school also. I was singing in a talent show, and I remember the first time I performed, and I was, like, addicted from day one.
See, and that's where it starts. And you have to, foster that love among these kids. You never know where it could take them. Even if they don't end up in a music career, don't you think your music education would help you in other parts of your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. And it's just like, we were talking about this the other day. It's like our culture. Music is so important in so many different ways that you can't really describe until, way down the road. It's just, it's healthy for you. There's so many pluses for it, and it's just, and we happen to like it a lot.
And plus, it's just fun. It's just fun, and I love the idea of the kids getting together and working on a project. I mean, that whole sense of, camaraderie and teamwork, and then they have memories they can take with them for a lifetime.
Exactly. They can start fights now that they won't be able to finish in years to come.
That's right.
Amy, I noticed that you are now blonde.
Yes, thanks for noticing.
Yeah, do blondes really have more fun? What made you decide to make the switch?
Well, we have a new album coming out March 25th, and basically I change my hair for every album.
That's interesting.
Never knew that.
Yeah, the cover looks great. What happened to your shirt?
My shirt? Oh, the shirt, yes. I forgot it that day. And
yeah.
Nick remembered his, unfortunately. So
now, you two have just wrapped up, I think, the first leg of your Pulse tour. And so part two is coming, right? We checked the website for tour dates, but nothing's listed as of yet. When can we expect you back on the road?
Actually, tour dates are going to be announced today, and it's going to be from April through May, and we are going to be doing a lot of the South, especially Texas.
Awesome.
Nice.
And if you want to find out those tour dates, it's carmenmusic.com, and you spell Carmen, K-A-R-M-I-N, although true Carmen fans already know how to spell that.
That's right.
Yeah, you should already know how to spell that. We saw that you tweeted.
You guys know how to spell?
Yeah, I mean, some people don't know how to spell, Al.
Thank you.
That was for Al's sake.
Yeah, thanks.
We saw that you tweeted that you finished your headline tour in San Diego, and you said, 90 minutes to showtime in San Diego. Will there be any pranks tonight? What kind of pranks are going on your tours?
Dude, hi. So since it was the last show, we had this kid named Bryce Vine open for us. He's a friend of ours, and he sounds great, right? So,
right.
But we had, I have a lot of trombones. No, I don't know how I accumulated all these trombones, but they're all different colors, right?
Yeah.
And so what we did is we had eight of them, and so in the middle of one of his songs, he actually has a trumpet player. His DJ also plays trumpet and starts, to break up his horn line. And we came up behind him, me and the band and the whole crew. So we had eight people with all these different colored trombones come up behind him and just start, it was a trombone attack, just like marching band style. And just like,
oh, that's awesome.
Trombone attack.
It was pretty funny.
That's great.
Well, we can't wait to see you guys out on tour, and we thank you so much for being a part of a Classroom Musical this year. I'm sure the kids, whatever school ends up winning, is definitely going to love you guys at their school.
Well, it's a pleasure.
If you guys need extra trombone players, we'll start learning right now.
And when you
swing through town,
make sure you stop by, dog. I mean, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, Amy and Nick, Carmen, their song is out on iTunes right now. I Want It All. And it'll get stuck in your head, by the way.
Oh, yeah. See?
It's already in my head. Thank you, guys.
Love you, guys.
Love you,
too.
Bye.
Keep you all alone.
Yeah. The way that you're moving, you know what you're doing. I want you to prove that I'm right about you. Go ahead, admit it. Ooh, sing it. Oh, I got the feeling down deep inside. Got the feeling I can't deny. Got the feeling that makes me high. Only thing is, baby, I want.
Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, Nicholas. Right. We have our
Hey guys,
producer Nick, who used to be video guy Nick.
That's right. Yeah. I'm really sorry to take over the show right now, but I feel like I kind of had to.
Okay.
What'd I do?
Well, it wasn't you, Al.
Oh, really?
Something really happened.
Awesome.
Earlier in the show, mostly the girls on the show talked about how we were kind of in a funk today.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are we feeling right now? Still kind of funky?
I feel better, but
I feel fine. I feel a little funky.
I feel fine after Kelly and I sang.
Okay, yeah, good. It helped, didn't it?
It picked me up, yeah.
Good. Well, in an effort to help you guys feel a little bit better and brighter, we got you guys some mimosas today. So,
thanks.
When got you guys some mimosas.
Heck yeah.
Really?
Seriously?
Here's the funky bed.
Heck yeah.
You're telling me there's real legit champagne in here.
Real cheap champagne in there, yes.
Really?
Well, the orange juice covers up for the cheap.
Right. And there's not like this isn't some kind of sugar-free gummy bear prank?
Should I switch with somebody?
You want toast?
Yeah, sure.
Wait,
what are we toasting to?
Me?
To Kelly.
Wait, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Look at Jenna. She's all excited about it.
Well, it's just...
Does this cheer you up?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And Britney Spears playing in the background?
Right.
Hey!
My full Kardashian TV makeup and a drink?
I like it.
Work.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, producer Nick.
Cheers. Yeah, you got it, guys. Have a good show, all right?
All right.
Wow.
Thanks.
Is there...
Who's just
Why did
something?
JC throw his away?
That was my shaker.
Wait.
Mine's right here.
I'm gonna drink it.
There's no...
I'm gonna pound the whole drink right now.
You know, you're suspicious at this point.
Oh, I am totally suspicious.
Why are you guys so suspicious?
I am so suspicious.
Do you want to switch cups?
No, I'm drinking mine. Because you know if you put something in mine, I'm gonna... Oh, Jenna, you're gonna throw up.
No, Jenna's slamming them.
She's downing it.
Jenna's back in Saturday night
Jenna?
Mode.
Jenna, this is Tuesday morning. This is not Friday night.
Downed it.
Well, 2014 is the year of day drinking.
I just chugged the whole thing.
Yep.
We're going to get a BWI broadcasting while intoxicated.
If one mimosa does that to you, Alvin.
I'll tell you, I'm normally not the type of
stomach.
I'm weird because I'm normally not the type of person that's like, I need a drink. That just sounded so nice.
That hit the spot. And we have waitresses and stuff.
Do I
don't know, Kelly. Okay, see, me and Kelly know.
Are they bottomless?
Now that
I don't know. See, that type of stuff just doesn't happen. I've been here 18 years.
Is it non-alcoholic?
No, they're trying to do nice things for us,
never
and you guys
happened.
Are poo-pooing all over it.
No,
I'm not trying to poo-poo all over it.
I mean, it just shows how, like, cynical we
are
about things. Thank you.
Are you bringing some more?
You saw me. I had no idea what was happening. Nick pointed at himself. That's why I came back and said, Nicholas,
it's go ahead. Starship.
I feel a little bit better
Look
now that I
Since
see
when
it
do
being
I out-drink Al?
It's a raspberry mix.
Jenna's slamming the second one. Oh my.
Shannon is mixing right now. Are you mixing, Shannon?
It's Kelly Raspberry's day.
Well, no, I put some Jenna Childish Gambino and
Chumbawamba.
Some other stuff in there.
I love this.
And just for the heck of it.
It's Chumbawamba just for Jenna because she loves it so much.
I know.
Nobody
I know.
Likes Chumbawamba.
She gave me some Childish.
I think we should be in a bad funk tomorrow, too.
Wayne, I gave you that.
I'm going to be on a funk every day.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Shannon, who did this mix.
Nice.
Something weird's happening with Shannon.
Okay, so this is the setup for the payoff, right?
No, this isn't a setup, Kelly. The mimosas are aside.
Okay, can I have another refill then before
yes.
we get
into it? Am I allowed to have a third?
Just don't get drunk.
I'm better after two.
I know.
Yeah.
Two drink Kelly's fine.
Ooh, the champagne just hit my tummy and it burned a little.
Save
or was
that
the orange juice?
It's probably the orange juice.
Extras, you don't need to add more shampoo. You don't need to add the orange juice.
For the non-important people?
No, because you have controls in front of you.
I don't care. This ship can sail itself.
I'll tell you what.
No.
It's going to go downhill if I just drank all those calories
Thank
and it's
you.
Non-alcoholic.
Let me see the bottle.
No, that's Andre.
Andre.
That's good stuff. That's like three bucks.
Yeah.
$4.
Thank you,
that's what I roll on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How are those wedding plans coming, Lacey?
That's Lacey, our phone screener, and she's getting married.
In Ireland.
In Ireland?
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Can we move on to the weirdness?
Are you really having a third? Okay, we need to have a talk. She's literally having a third.
Jenna had a bad night.
Yeah.
She had bad
look
something.
Look at her like,
she's
what?
A grown woman. She's a grown woman.
They already cut
like,
back, Jenna.
Really, you've known me for the song. You guys know that I'm like the least fun. I hardly go out and drink when everyone does. I never have a drink.
Fast forward to an hour from now. Kelly,
I love you.
I love you so much.
Hey, I don't have anything to do today. You want to go out?
Yeah.
Do more day drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a bar, in case you're all wondering.
Nobody goes to that.
Oh, there's this bar. there's this bar next door
Start
to
Al's. Something new.
There's this bar next door to Al's bar I like.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Jenna was there the night I went to Al's bar.
Yeah, I didn't hear the karaoke.
Yeah. Well, Dish is going to be fun today. Dish Nation, our TV show.
Yeah,
you should watch it. Now that you know the ladies
watch
are drinking.
It now.
Oh, I bet you the producers back in L.A. are so excited right now.
Please. I am somewhat responsible.
Yeah. You know who else is responsible?
Who?
Sometimes Shannon. That's my segue.
What is she responsible for?
Mm. She's responsible for being weird sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, I called you. I called Shannon's phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to ask her a question for the show.
For the first time in like 7 months, by the way.
Shannon kind of pushes all the buttons around here at Kid Craddock in the world. She's been here for years, and she has her own little studio. She's in charge of everything you hear.
She's basically. Got the motherboard.
Yeah.
I got a little baby board in front of me. Shannon's got a big board with like four computer screens, and she's...
And she just had brain
surgery. She's got power.
Two or three months ago.
Is it a surfboard?
It's a surfboard. Yes.
You people tick me off. I'm locking my door and not turning your mics on. This is my show.
That's the problem. Shannon has a lot of control, so we got to be kind of being nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, when I called you yesterday, you did not pick up your phone.
I was probably taking a nap.
As normal. And this is what I recorded from the call. Yeah. Play it.
Hola, amigos y enemigos. Ha llegado el celular de Sinon. Actualmente estoy desgrande. Yo probablemente estoy comiendo sopapillas, ensaladas, tortillas y moles. Pero son pronto como tiene mi ser delicioso y duro pastel.
I don't think you need to hear the whole thing.
So this is your greeting on your voicemail?
Yes. Voicemail was
in Spanish.
In Spanish.
In Espanol. And pretty good Spanish. That was you, right, Shannon?
Yes, that's
pretty
that was good. Me.
I mean, I don't speak Spanish, so it sounded good. It was fast.
I heard tortilla. So that's your voicemail.
That's her voicemail.
Basically greeting, saying, if you want to leave a message, go ahead, but I don't check my voicemail, so text me if you need me.
Yeah. I thought I heard tortilla.
Yeah, I thought I heard tortillas.
Well, She said, I'm probably
eating sopapillas.
Champagne sitting in my tummy hard.
This is fun.
So why do you have your voicemail greeting in Espanol, por favor?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Please. Are you dating a Mexican?
No, I'm not.
Are you looking to date a Mexican?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I go for the white people. Sorry, but I do. Wow. My sister, on the other hand.
No, you dated a Persian.
Well, that was an accident. A 3-year-long, really miserable, horrible train wreck of an accident.
Now I don't call my Persian an accident.
I do.
You gave me my lovely Emma Kelly.
Well, I don't have a baby. Accident.
Save that.
Well,
so
that's
anyway.
Physically not possible for your Persian to give you a baby.
Okay, so what's with the new...
What's going on, Shannon?
Okay, Chicana theme.
Okay, so I used to want to be part Mexican because my sister married a Mexican, and then she gave birth to my nephew, who was half Mexican, and then he and I kind of shared blood that made me sort of Mexican. So
No, not at all.
But nobody bought that.
The only blood you share with him is the one through your sister.
Well, that's enough. That's all I need. And so then yesterday, you come on here, and you're like, oh, my 2-year-old's going to go to learn Spanish in school and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, if a 2-year-old Kaysen can do it, then a 22-year-old Shannon can.
Well,
what happened to that 22-year-old Shannon?
You could have done it 10 years ago then, I guess.
And they say it's easier for young children to learn something new than it is for an adult.
Yeah, they can learn like...
Hey!
Oh, my God!
Can somebody please send me that right now?
Are we recording this segment? We got to replay that.
What just happened?
Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly let out the loudest burp. Y'all didn't hear that?
No.
It sounded like an earthquake.
It was like,
that champagne bubbles.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we replay that? Because I missed it.
That's what I'm asking. I need him to send it to me now.
Oh, my goodness, Kelly. Oh, my goodness. Oh my.
We started off the morning not so good. Kelly, JC, and I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, so our staff brought us some champagne.
My mouth was closed.
Here's the ISO. I got the ISO here.
All right,
ready?
Let's hear it.
Oh.
That was not it.
Oh.
That was crazy.
Kelly.
You got it?
I feel like that was so much it could have come out like both ends.
That was so funny.
You sounded like Barney from The Simpsons.
Hey, come on. That wasn't really it.
Here's Kelly's burp. I saw it again.
No, we got to find
a
real.
That's not it. Y'all were talking.
I want to find a real tape. I want to find a real tape.
I'll admit it. That wasn't
it. But it was damn near it.
Kelly's on the floor.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, champagne on an empty stomach makes me burp.
And then she just got a refill.
I just polished off
Wait,
the bottle.
Al, I think the baby needs to be burped. Al, throw her over your lap and burp her.
She looked at me like your dog looks at you when the dog has done something really bad, and then one of you saw it or you know what they did. Yeah. Kelly looked up at me like her head was pointed down, but her eyes looked up at me like this because she's sitting and I'm standing. She goes, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm the
right
only
now.
One that heard it. And her mouth was closed. It was the loudest closed mouth burp I've ever heard in my life.
Look, we go from depressed tears to happy tears.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, my goodness.
It's like the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Yes. Out of all the people that would have passed gas in the studio.
I didn't pass gas.
No, well, you kind of did.
It was mouth gas.
Kelly's mouth gas came out.
I'm sorry, Nick, Shannon. What
were you
saying?
Are you still thinking this was a good idea?
It doesn't matter.
I want to know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to just go get a blood transfusion from a Mexican person that'll give me their blood, and that'll be the end of it.
Oh, my. I'm sorry,
Shannon. Is that really what you want
to
do?
Why don't you just talk to Kinsey? Because
I don't want to.
Kinsey always wanted to be a Mexican.
No, why don't y'all drink some more and make more bodily noises? Go ahead.
You know what? That would be fun, is Shannon and Kinsey taking Spanish classes together.
Yeah. Shannon, I'm going to give you till Cinco de Mayo. To become an honorary Mexican.
Oh, boy.
And I will give you challenges each week.
All right.
I'll give you. Are you mad right now because Kelly Burton?
I can't help it. My body didn't betray me.
Are you mad?
No, I have to go down the hall, so let's just take a break.
Hold on. Kelly, is that okay?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know how to move on.
Well, I think we're out of our funk.
Anyway,
thank you, Nick.
Over the weekend.
I don't even know if I can drink the third one because I'm like.
Bring it over here. This side of the room will take care of it real quick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We don't drink nearly as much as rock stars.
No.
Though Imagine Dragons, they're Mormon guys, so they're nice rock stars.
Mormons? No partying going on backstage at Imagine Dragons.
Like, Mormons don't drink caffeine, right?
The lead singer's married, his wife's on tour with him, so they were straight edge.
It's just a little less alcohol content in the alcohol.
Probably.
They're the Vegas Mormons, like the Killers.
Now, I remember listening to the interview you did, Jenna, and they sounded like they were excited about life.
Yeah, they were still on tour a lot, and so they were tired. I got two of them.
Yeah.
But they had just, like, gone on a run and hadn't showered yet, and they were...
So when did you interview? I mean, time frame-wise, when did you interview?
Gosh, when was it? I know it was still warm, and it was the end of last year, so I want to say it was probably, like August or September.
Okay.
So I got to interview them.
And a lot has happened since then.
A lot. Yeah, they've won a Grammy. Yeah. They've won...
The Grammy Awards.
I mean, they became a worldwide...
I think they had the best performance at the Grammys, in my opinion.
Phenomenon.
Nobody can get tickets to their shows. Trust me, I was... pulling out every connection I had.
So I started the interview off by, complimenting them.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
I was like, you guys have won all these Grammys and Teen Choice Awards and this
SNL.
And that.
They did SNL. And Kendrick came out and did that rendition with them.
I personally thought the biggest award they won was the Premios 40 Principales.
The what?
The Premios 40 Principales.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, Shannon?
She doesn't know yet.
The principal coin?
Something like that. And actually, Dan, who's the lead singer of the band, knows a little bit of Spanish, so I wanted him to give us his acceptance speech.
Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, y antes de morirme quiero echar mis versos del alma. I'll just leave it at that.
Dude,
I mean, I can keep going all day.
How many girls fall in love with you because of that?
No, actually, more women probably.
The speech went over very well.
Yeah, maybe like English women are like, wow. But anytime someone that's really speaks Spanish, they'd be like, oh, okay, man.
You tried really hard.
It's like the only I like how to memorize a poem.
I'm from Mexico, and that was very well done.
I didn't think you guys would be able to pull off
Spanish right there.
No. Pull off is an exaggeration.
So who would have thought that Dan from Imagine Dragons can bust out a poem in Spanish?
Right,
I thought they had not even been at the award show, but they'd been there, and he did that in front of everybody.
Cool.
And then I was wondering, everybody has to have street cred when you're in a band, but somebody has the most street cred. And I found out that Ben was the class president before joining. Emphasis on was.
He had just been impeached as class president.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
Why'd you get impeached?
Misappropriation of student funds, I suppose. I used all of the money we had in the account that year to buy milk and cookies for all of my class.
Just for his class, not for the whole high school.
Yeah.
Just for your class.
Yeah. But we got a lot of milk and cookies each.
So would you guys say Ben would have the most street cred here?
Yeah, I would say it depends how you measure street cred. But,
as long as you measure street cred in... giving out cookies.
And how much hot sauce he can eat.
Arrests.
How much time you spend in jail.
If we had to bro down and it was like hot sauce challenge, yes. Ben would be our guy, for sure.
And arrests. Yeah, he
wins. Ben leads in arrests.
Yep, he does.
Well, what a good guy I am. Leading the charge here. Ben, I am not a role model.
Ben from Imagine Dragons sounds like Jason Sudeikis to me. And I could not get that out of my head. He's got like the coolest radio voice ever.
Yeah.
Now, Imagine Dragons, they performed with Kendrick Lamar at the Grammys.
Yes.
And since Kendrick joined him on stage for that performance, I was wondering, who's got Kendrick's number?
Okay.
I mean, we all became friends with Kendrick. I think we all probably have his number.
Do you need to text him? Yeah. I was wondering because Macklemore put that text up on Instagram. Yeah. And what caught me off guard was that it said Kendrick real. So like, he
I thought
had
that
a
was
fake
weird
one?
Too. I thought that was weird too. Actually, when I saw. Yeah, because I was like, why would you put Kendrick like
Kendrick
you have a fake Kendrick?
Fake one?
Yeah, I did think that was strange. He, you know what though? He's like, he's a really cool guy, very down to earth. We really enjoyed doing the Grammys together, became friends, had him come back to SNL with us, and he's a great guy. Macklemore seemed like a nice guy. We met him.
Oh, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I have
as well.
Him in my phone as Macklemore Real Real.
Now, towards the end of the Grammy performance, they got sprayed with that red stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what that was. I don't know if it was
time.
Yeah, was it goo? Was
paint,
it water paint? What
yeah.
was it? Yeah, they're not sure what it was either.
We don't really know exactly what
all
it
we
was.
Know is the it came from India.
Yeah, and they won't tell us what's in it.
And you're not supposed to ingest it, but we all did.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, well, yeah, because Dan was singing, so you had to sing with that thing in your mouth.
Yeah, we got off stage, we had this group bonding experience where we were all gagging, spitting up this horrible red sludge over a garbage can together.
Yeah. Oh, that's like
right
getting
before,
pepper
spray. Like the Twitter picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's and true. Then you guys kept it on the rest of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody was kind of like,
the truth is, the thing is it didn't. If you try to wash it off, you just look really like strange. So we were like, well, it's better to keep it on. And it's like, okay, that's why they look that way.
By strange,
try
you mean
to rub
covered
it off.
In blood.
Yeah. It looked like kind of like blood.
Like a scary
like
movie, right?
It. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is where the interview could have taken a turn right here,
uh-huh.
because this is when I decided I wanted to play a game with them.
Mm-hmm. Games. Never know how games are going to go.
You right. never know. They could go either extremely well or horrible, but yeah. never in the middle. Or maybe it does. So I wanted to play a game with Imagine Dragons,
yeah.
and I called it Close Your Eyes and Imagine, comma, Dragons, because they're the dragons.
I like that.
Okay.
We love
okay.
games.
So they each had to do an impression of a famous person.
Okay.
And Dan was the only one that wanted to take part in this because the other guys just had inside jokes the whole time.
They want
to
play your game.
So see if you can guess who Dan, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, is impersonating.
Justin Timberlake.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm just so viciously, so fresh and so clean.
Exactly, Jenna.
So
well done.
So clean.
How good was his beatboxing?
See, Justin Timberlake beatbox.
Yeah, but that was really good beatboxing.
So fresh,
that,
so clean, clean.
But he'd be Andre, right?
Yeah, he was Andre 3000, Outkast, and then yeah. I decided to play along as well.
I'm Peter Griffin.
Well, you just
told us who you are.
I know.
That's so cheap. You actually did it all right.
Was that pretty good? I've been
practicing. Pretty decent. Maybe I would have gotten it if you didn't say who you were.
I'm Peter
Griffin.
So
how do you feel about it? See, that's the thing. After the fact, when you interview somebody really famous in
yeah.
life, were you sick for a couple of days or did you feel good about it?
I felt good about it.
You know JC's going to feel good about it.
No, but I mean, they walked in there and they looked extremely tired.
Mm-hmm. They looked pretty chill watching the video on Kid TV right now while you were doing it. They looked pretty chill.
They were extremely tired. I could tell they had done interviews all day long. They had an early wake up time. So for them to take time out of the day.
I feel bad like I'm beating them down. And I'm like, but I'm just doing this for us.
But I felt good, man. I got to sit down with a band who just won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons is one of the biggest bands in the world, and they took time to sit down with us. And
yeah.
So I'm always going to feel good about
that. Good
job. I like them. They're cool.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.